Anyone else? We've needed to come together today, haven't we?
Amen.
As a church family. I'd like for you to turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. What we have experienced this week is the cycle of life. We've had babies that have been brought into the world. We've had a pillar of the church leave this world. We've had people with different struggles in their lives right now. And I was often guilty of this. I would say, well, you know, you've heard this. The Lord will not put anything on you that you can't bear. But that's not in Scripture. But what is in Scripture is in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. And so I'd like to read those and we'll have a prayer. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that we can come together and worship You. We're thankful for John and what his life meant to us. And Father, we know where he's at. And he would tell us to keep going. Fight the good fight. And so, Father, we uplift that family today and the needs of those that are here. I ask for your words. And these things we ask and pray in Jesus' name. And amen. All of us at times become heavy laden. It is a part of life. And Jesus says to us, "You that labor and are heavy laden, you come to me." He says, "I will give you the rest that you need." All of us need rest. And Jesus promises to give us this rest when we trust in Him. I want you to understand something here this morning. If you are saved, Christ is your burden bearer.
Amen.
There are just too many situations that are too difficult for us to handle.
Amen.
But you've heard me say this many times. How big is God? Big enough. God is not only with us while we're here in church, but He is here with us all the time. And He is concerned about everything that goes on in our life. You know, we all get heavy laden. I don't know if you've ever been like this fella, but I read a story where a fella saw his friend and he says, "You look troubled." And his friend responded, "I have so many worries that if something else happened today, it would take me 2 weeks to get to worrying about it." I've been that way. You have too. Because things will have a snowball effect. But Jesus frees us from our burdens and gives us rest. You might say, well, preacher, how does he give us rest? The rest that he promises us comes through his love. I saw a lot of love this week. I saw a picture that just uplifted me so much that Brenda had posted of Rachel and Grant looking at that baby in that unit, and Rachel had her arm around Grant. Just simply titled love. But love, God's love is beyond measure. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. He says, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen, God's love is beyond measure.
Amen.
It is eternal. I know, listen, I was sad when this happened, but yet there was a side of me that had peace, that had a joy, because I knew that he had reached the other side. I knew that he was ready and that we would see him again. In the words of somebody, he was ready to go, and I know where he's at.
Amen.
And I thought, amen. See, God's love is eternal. No matter what hardships you and I face, it is impossible when you read those things. This is all the things that I read to you there in this scripture are things that are a part of our life. And he says none of those things can separate us from God. No matter what hardships you face, we will not be separated from the love of God. Even when we're sinning, he still loves us. Now think of this. The rest that he promises comes through love. It comes through healing. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, part of that verse says, and with his stripes we are healed. Not just only in a physical healing, if it be his will, but an emotional healing, a heart healing. So that the things when I face, the things that cause me to be heavy laden, when I bring them to Christ's feet, there is his love, there is his healing. I found this scripture, and think about this, in Psalms 145, verse 14. The Lord helps the fallen. I have fallen at times, so have you. And it says the Lord helps the fallen and lifts up those bent beneath their loads. I have been bent beneath my loads before. You probably have this week. And I have news for you. If you've never been bent under your load, honey, there will be a time where you are. But it will be Christ that lifts you up, that through his stripes you are healed. Now turn, if you would, to John chapter 14. See, the rest that he promises, it not only comes through his love, it comes through his healing, but listen, it comes through his peace. It comes through his peace. In John 14, let me read you a couple verses here. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He knew that we would have troubled hearts. He knew that there would be things that would go in our lives that would set us back, that would trouble us, that would cause us to be maybe heavy laden at times. But he says, do not those things trouble you.
Amen.
I was troubled when I heard that about John. But then I thought, Listen to this scripture. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house were many mansions. I knew that John had went to a mansion that God had built for him. Amen. And that there's one laid up for you and I if we have accepted Christ as our Savior. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. Listen, there's a place prepared for you. There's a place prepared for you if you accept Him. Amen. Now you go in that same chapter, and this is what we'll get on into, verse 27. Because the rest that he promises us, it comes through his love, it comes through his healing, it comes through his peace. Familiar scripture in verse 27 of that chapter. But Jesus says, peace I leave with you. Do you have that peace today? He says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Hey, listen, there's a lot of people that when they are heavy laden, when they have these things that are troubling them, they're taking all the worldly routes to try to gain themselves peace. It can be through drugs, alcohol, sex, sports, all these different things, all kinds of different activities. Good and bad. In an attempt to gain peace. They may have that peace for a little while through those things, but when we have a week like we've had and all the different things going on, the only true peace that you can have through that is if you know Christ as your Savior, because He says, I leave you that kind of peace.
Amen.
Not the peace, the peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. He says, let not your heart be troubled again. Neither let it be afraid. There's no need for you and I to be troubled over John. There's no need for you and I to be troubled over the things of this life that burden us down if they know Christ. They are in His hands. And if we know that we are in His hands, then the only true peace that we're going to get is through the Holy Spirit. It's a peace that's inside us. It's a peace that doesn't know. And think of this. The peace that God gives us, it does not mean that there won't be an absence of grief and tears. We're human. You've cried. I've cried. The peace in Christ does not mean that we'll be absent from grief or tears. The peace He's talking about, and I want you to think about it, it's a deep-seated sense of stability. A sense of being guided by God. A sense that what you're thinking and how you're doing and what you're doing, it's all going to work out because there's this sense of stability that you can only get through God. See, Jesus knows what you're going through. Jesus knows what our tomorrows hold. I don't know what's going to go on tomorrow, but I know who holds it. I know that it's in Christ's control. Now let me take you to one more place. Over in Philippians chapter 4. Talking along these lines of peace. Familiar scripture to you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It always comes down to whether or not you know God. But real peace comes from knowing Jesus Christ. Not knowing about Him. Many people know about Him. But I'm talking about coming to know Him.
Amen.
So that you can have the peace in your heart that as things happen in this life, in which they will, that you'll know the peace of God. Because when you know God and His peace, you know that He is in control of your tomorrows. He's in control of your tomorrows. He knows your destiny. Saved or unsaved, He knows your destiny. But if you know Jesus Christ, then your destiny is certain of victory. Regardless of what happens, you have been given a destination of victory. And when I go back to that scripture that I read in the beginning, when we're heavy laden and we bring the things that are burdening us to Him, I'm not saying they'll disappear, but they will be less of a burden because you know that you have brought them to Him and He's in control of it.
Amen.
He is the only one with the power and wisdom to deal with what you're going through. As I said earlier, think of this in closing, God can be your burden bearer. But we have to trust in Him. Okay? Now this scripture that I'm going to close with here, I had no intent of having this in this message. But somebody very dear to my heart gave me this. Didn't know what it was, just threw that out. It's in Romans chapter 8. If you would, I'm going to have you turn one more time. It's in Romans chapter 8. Verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You can only say that if you know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can only believe that if you know Jesus Christ. It may not be a physical suffering, it could be a mental suffering. It is what, to me, that scripture said that what is ever burdening us down, whatever is the heavy load, listen, it is nothing compared to what Christ did for you and I.
Amen.
Nothing compared to what Christ has done for you and I. I pray that you make heaven your home. John treasured many things. It says, for where our treasure is, there is a heart also. We know the things that He treasured. He set the example for us. Treasured His family. Treasured the farm. I don't mean in a material way. I mean in a spiritual way where he knew that was a gift that God had given to him. And it was a stewardship that God had put on him. The things that God gives us, we're to be stewards over.
Amen.
Most importantly, our family. He loved you all. But most of all, He loved the Lord. And that's the thing for us. Of all the things we're involved in, we better make sure that we have come to Christ for our Savior. Because it's the only way that our burdens will be lightened. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your words this morning. We thank You that when we're heavy laden, that we can bring them to You. That we know that help is on the way. Father, I pray that if there's one here that doesn't know You, that they can get on the highway that leads home. That they'll be obedient to Your call. Thank You for each one that's here. Pray that You uplift each individual and each family here. Thank you for being our Savior. And these things we ask and pray in Jesus' name. And amen.